What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic traits, said toxic people, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about why do some narcissists, a lot of narcissists, move on so fast? Why can't they just stand to be by themselves just for a little while? Why do they have to find a new supply really, really quickly? Or why did... So the easiest way for me to explain this, y'all, and this is just my perspective as a diagnosed narcissist myself. Other people are going to disagree with me. That's fine. Everybody's entitled to your own opinion, even if it's wrong. I'm right. You're wrong. I'm just joking. But seriously, I do feel like a lot of narcissistic people move on so fast because they are afraid of being alone. Because I've had this saying for a long time. It's just like, when I'm alone with my thoughts, they become my enemies. So much self. It's kind of like when I'm with somebody or when that narcissistic person is with somebody, the other person serves as a barrier between a lot of self-loathing, dark thoughts, bad thoughts about yourself and things like that. You know what I mean? That person serves as a buffer, so to speak. You know what I mean? That other person that I'm dealing with serves as a buffer to protect me against the self-loathing thoughts that I would experience at nighttime by myself if you wasn't here. Like, the narcissist, just because narcissist doesn't want to be alone or moves on really fast with somebody else, means that it doesn't mean that they don't, you know, they will treat the person good. You know, I can have you here. Your body is here. I don't need anything else. Like, your body being here helps validate me in my existence. You provide validation for me that I matter in some way, shape, or form. But if you're not here, guess what happens? The barrier between the self-loathing, the dark thoughts, the self-hatred thoughts, you know what I mean? The thoughts telling myself that I'm not good enough, I'll never be good enough, I'm not worthy of love, I'm not worthy of this, I'm not worthy of that. The floodgates open because I'm by myself. So you'll see a lot of narcissistic people, they like the comfort of having a significant other, even if they don't treat them, even if they're not treating you good. They just do. And sometimes, like, if you remove yourself from the equation, if you break up with them, they might try to move on extremely fast because they don't want to deal with the thoughts of being by themselves and attacking themselves. You know what I mean? Just because they move on fast doesn't mean that they're in love for the next person. They might be love bombing the next person. And for me, love bombing a lot of times doesn't require real love. It just requires a lot of effort. You know what I mean? You know, it just requires, it's like the illusion of love. It's like lust. It's like gold-plated lust. Pretty much. It's gold-plated lust and gold-plated obsession. You know, it looks like love, but it's not real love. It's gold-plated lust. Love is gold, right? Love is just your pure 14, 24 karat gold. Lust is silver. So you put that 24 karat gold coating over lust, it looks like love. So love bombing can be just a lot of lust. You see what I'm saying? And that's why, like I said, the longer you wear that lust necklace in place of a real love gold necklace, the more likely that gold is to wear off and turn your neck green. That's why relationships sour so fast. The ones that start really fast with a narcissist or a toxic person, they go south so fast because a narcissistic person doesn't really care about you. They care about themselves. And then, you know, a lot of times they don't care about you. They care about themselves and defending themselves against the shame of being by yourself. These self-loathing thoughts, these self-deprecating thoughts, these self-hatred thoughts. There's a lot of moving pieces that go into this dynamic, you know. And I just tell this to people all the time, the narcissistic people, they will move on fast. And that's why sometimes you see them move on fast. Let me go ahead and hit the pause button right here, y'all. Not the real pause button on the video or the podcast. I'm talking about the pause button. A lot of times when I'm talking to people, one of the things that when I'm talking to people one-on-ones, and I do my one-on-ones over Zoom, and when I'm talking to people over one-on-one, they'll say things like, oh, they definitely downgraded. I'm not trying to be mean, but his new girl is a whale. Her new dude is a bald-headed, short, bum-ass dude. And I'm like 6'8", 210, sliced, dreaded. I'm just fly. She left me for some short, bald-headed, broke, broke ass dude. They can't stand to be by themselves. So when supply is supply sometimes, you know, I can move on to somebody who's less conventionally attractive to you because they're giving me the validation that I need. I don't need the look sometimes. You don't need all of that type of stuff. You just need the attraction. You just need the validation that person provides, because that validation is a guard, is a shield against the shame, is a shield against the self-loathing, is a shield against the thoughts of, you know, the self-deprecating thoughts. You see what I'm saying? You see where I'm going with this? All that is a shield against that dynamic. And so that's why I tell people in these situations, you have to empower yourself, because the narcissistic person is going to empower themselves. They're going to pick, like, 99 out of 100 times, they're going to choose themselves, picking themselves. They're going to put themselves first in a lot of these situations. So they'll move on fast just to have that validation from someone else. The looks doesn't matter. The financial situation doesn't matter. Sometimes they move on, like, especially if you're dealing with a bum, broke narcissist, sometimes that doesn't matter because they need a place to stay. They need a place to live. That's why they'll meet somebody on Tinder, go clap their cheeks, and just never leave their house. You see what I'm saying? They'll take their black Glade trash bag to their new supplies house and just be stuck. Just be over there camping out with new supply. But again, you have to protect yourself against that, because, and sometimes, like, you know, when I say move on so fast, I don't necessarily move on to a new person so fast. Sometimes they'll try to move back into your relationship really fast. If you break up with them, or if their new supply breaks up with them, they'll try to come back to you really, really quickly. They'll obsess over you. They'll pull up at your work, your job, whatever. They'll pretty much damn near try to force you to give them another chance. Try to force you back into a relationship with them in some way, shape, or form. They'll try to force you to be with them, which is, again, y'all, toxic AF. And I tell people, if you want to continue to be in this situation, hey, look, you have one life to live. It's your life. Live it the way you want to live it. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, the narcissistic person is going to choose their happiness 99 out of 100 times. So why don't you choose your happiness? It's okay to pick you. Because a lot of times, like I said, they're going to move on extremely fast because they don't want to be by themselves and deal with the self-loathing, the shame, the doubt. You know what I mean? Or sometimes they feel like, and this is what happens sometimes. That's if you break up with them. So part two of it is, like, if they break up with you, they'll move on really, really fast because they don't want to sit. They don't want to sit in the shame as well. And they think the validation from you is getting weaker. The supply that they get from you, the validation that they get from you, that protects them against the shame, the vulnerability, the self-doubt, the self-loathing, all that stuff that they get from you, they feel like it's running out. Like, sometimes shame, you know, it's kind of like, you are a dam, a D-A-M. You are a dam in the river of shame. Like, you help us dam up the river of shame so the water stops flowing towards us. But, you know, if that dam doesn't have a lot of maintenance, if that dam doesn't have a lot of care for it, if people neglect the dam, water's going to start coming through it. You know, so that shame is going to start leaking through it. It starts as a slow leak, you know what I mean? But then the water starts getting more and more coming through. So the dam that y'all have built together crashes because the validation they neglect you. They don't take care of you. You see what I'm saying? So the walls weaken, and the shame, the water of shame and doubt and self-loathing is going to come through some way, shape, or form. You know what I mean? So once it comes through, like, once they feel like the barriers are weakening, they see the leaks. They need to patch the leaks up. So they start to blame you for it, and they try to get rid of you and find somebody else who they feel like provides a better shield against it. So they might leave you even before the supply runs out. You know what I mean? Because they feel like they know it's running out. Some narcissistic people have this weird, like, sixth sense, and they can kind of tell sometimes when you are about to log out of the relationship, when you're about to leave them. So instead of you breaking up with them, which means that the dam is going to overflow and the shame is going to hit them really, really quickly, they break up with you first. You know, they get rid of you first. They're like, oh, nope, I broke up with you first. And to protect themselves against the shame, they break up with you first so they're not embarrassed, and they just move on quickly to somebody else. They have a new boo faster than you can blink. You know what I mean? That's why you have to protect yourself in these situations, because if you don't, I'm telling you, y'all, I'm just telling you, I'm just keeping it hot, I'm keeping it real. I'm telling you, if you don't protect yourself in this situation, they're going to move on to somebody else. But even before the supply they get out from you runs out, they're going to move on fast to somebody else to guard against the shame and stuff like that. But if this new relationship doesn't work out, they might try to come back to you because you haven't been around them for a long time. So the dam has gotten stronger on its own because you've been doing work on yourself. They might try to come back to you. I made a mistake. I can't believe I left you for her. Please take me back. I'll do anything. I'm big. Please. You take them back. And then the same process happens over and over and over again, y'all. It's a cycle. And the cycle doesn't stop unless somebody stops it, unless somebody puts an end to it. So again, you have to empower yourself, because if you don't, the dams are going to overflow and they're going to treat you horribly. Anyways, y'all, let me cut the episode short. If you haven't already, go on Amazon, check out the Self-Love Journal by Lee Hammack. This is my Self-Love Journal right here, y'all. I Love Me, a Self-Love Journal by Lee Hammack, is available on Amazon. Check that thing out, y'all. The clothing brand is still around. I also started a new podcast with my friend Nia. It's called Baldi, B-A-L-D-I-E, and The Beast on YouTube. Check it out. We cover a lot of different issues, a lot of different topics on that YouTube channel. It's on Anchor and Spotify and Apple Music as well. Just check it out, y'all. We go into greater detail into other issues and things like that. It's going to be a good little show. So check that out, Baldi and The Beast podcast on YouTube. Check it out. Just say, hey, Lee, I came from your podcast to this one. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.